Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. On August 28th, Apple terminated the developer account of Epic Games, with all remaining Epic titles now removed from iOS. The move comes in response to Epic's violation of Apple's App Store guidelines regarding in-app payments and Epic's ongoing lawsuit. As ruled by the judge in the lawsuit, Epic's secondary developer account, which manages its Unreal Engine, is still active while the legal proceedings continue. Apple told The Information it has pushed back its change in device ID collection until 2021 to give developers more time to adapt. Apple announced at WWDC that in iOS 14, it would start requiring users to opt in to sharing their device IDs for tracking purposes like advertising. Facebook recently told its ad customers it might have to stop operating its Audience Network product on iOS as a result of the change. Apple and Google launched the next stage of their exposure notification system. Previously, the framework required an app to be developed by a state wanting to use the framework. The second stage, called Exposure Notifications Express, is the promised auto-generated framework, which lets a state take advantage of the system without having to develop an app. Only a config file is needed. The new framework comes in iOS 13.7 and an Android 6.0 update later this month. Motorola announced its first 5G phone for the U.S. market, the Motorola One 5G. The device includes a 6.7-inch, 90Hz Full HD display, a Snapdragon 765G processor, 4GB of RAM, 128GB of storage with microSD expansion, a 5,000mAh battery, a 3.5mm headphone jack, and NFC. The front of the device has a dual hole-punch cameras with a 16MP main and 8MP ultrawide camera, while the rear has four cameras, a 48MP pixel bin main camera, an 8MP ultrawide, a 2MP depth sensor, and a 5MP macro camera with an integrated ring light. The phone also features a power touch side button with a fingerprint reader that can be customized with different functions based on how it's swiped or tapped. The Motorola One 5G will be sold through AT&T and Verizon, which will offer a special millimeter wave variant. Motorola didn't announce exact pricing, but said it would be under $500. Samsung officially unveiled the Galaxy Z Fold 2 at its Unpacked Part 2 event Tuesday, featuring a folding glass and polymer display, Snapdragon 865 Plus chipset, 12GB of RAM, 256GB of storage, 5G support for sub-6GHz and millimeter wave, and a 7.6-inch primary and 6.2-inch secondary displays. The Fold 2 is $1,999, and pre-orders are open with general availability on September 18th. Walmart unveiled a new membership service, Walmart Plus, for $98 a year. The Amazon Prime rival will combine free, unlimited same-day delivery on thousands of items, including grocery delivery and other perks like fuel discounts, and access to a new scan-and-go service that allows members to self-checkout at Walmart stores. Walmart Plus will be available starting September 15th at over 4,700 Walmart stores, 2,700 of which will offer delivery. Members can pay $98 per year after a 15-day free trial period or pay $12.95 on a month-to-month basis. Facebook said Monday it would block users and news organizations in Australia from sharing local and international news stories on both Facebook and Instagram if the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission goes forward with a proposed bill that would require Facebook and Google to negotiate with media publishers and pay them for content. In an open letter to users on August 17th, Google said the government's draft legislation would give media companies special treatment and its free services would be at risk. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced that Amazon received approval to operate its Prime Air delivery drones. The authorization gives Amazon approval to use unmanned aerial vehicles to make deliveries beyond the visual line of sight of the operator. In its initial FAA petition, Amazon said drone deliveries will be in low population density areas with packages that weigh less than 5 pounds. Amazon said it will use the certification to widen its testing. Amazon has been testing drone delivery since 2013. NVIDIA announced the GeForce RTX 3000 series graphics cards based on its Ampere architecture. NVIDIA promises the RTX 3080 has up to twice the performance of the 2080. The board is shaped like a pennant with a new cooling shroud and dual fans that improve airflow more than 55%. It also uses a single 12-pin connector instead of two 8-pin ones. This allows for more space on the board and an adapter will be included. It comes with 10 gigabytes of G6X memory for $699, shipping September 17th. NVIDIA also launched the RTX 3070 with a similar cooling system for $499 coming September 17th. But there is the RTX 3090. The RTX 3090 has 24 gigabytes of G6X memory and can handle 60 frames per second at 8K. It occupies 3 slots and comes with a silencer to make it 10 times more quiet than the Titan RTX. It ships September 24th for $1,499. Twitter will add pinned tweets and short descriptions to some trending topics so you can figure out why they're trending in 17 markets. Twitter says that more than 500,000 people tweeted the words, "Why is this trending?" in 2019. Pinned tweets will be suggested by an algorithm and chosen by a human, and descriptions will be entirely human-written. Twitch announced that its Watch Parties feature is now available to all creators after previously launching with select partner channels this spring. Creators can now host watch parties with any title on Prime or Prime Video subscriptions in their region, and Twitch will label content as broadly available if most Prime subscribers can view the content across regions. During a watch party, a streamer's webcam will appear in the video player above chat. Twitch says it's now working on making watch parties available on mobile. And finally, TikTok announced a new feature called Stitch, which lets users sample clips from other users in their own posts. Clips are limited to 5 seconds, and the video's original creator can choose to allow their videos to be used by default or set for each video. Stitches will carry a video credit and a link back to the original video. Users can stitch videos to their feeds by selecting the Send To button and editing the clip they want to share. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.